There was again, displayed for all the world to see, hundreds of thousands of people willing to risk everything for one thing, freedom. Oh, it was a few years ago, but over the weeks in that square, we watched a powerful real-life struggle for freedom played out in a place called Liberation Square in Egypt. And once again, as we've seen in other countries, there was this unquenchable passion to be free. And it changed the nation at that time. Oh, it's not the first time. It's what happened in 1989 in that old world square in Romania where I walked a couple of years ago. On those cobblestones, 200,000 people dared to stand up to brutal oppression, and they toppled a dictator in a matter of days. The freedom flame is what drove thousands of oppressed people to tear down that wall in Berlin. And that yearning for freedom, it's what inspired a ragtag gaggle of farmers to grab their muskets 200 years ago to fight the British Army, the mightiest army in the world, and America was born. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about the unquenchable thirst for freedom. Few passions run deeper in the human heart than this desire to be free. There's something in the human soul that just knows that being in bondage is not how we were created to be. But it turns out that this yearning goes much deeper than we imagined, much deeper than any political or social freedom could ever satisfy. So Jesus came as the ultimate liberator. No, not from a political system or a human despot. He came as a liberator from the ultimate bondage, a personal bondage that no demonstration and no war can ever shatter. He said of his mission, "If the Son," that's him, the Son of God, "if the Son shall make you free, you will be free indeed from the dark despot that keeps every human soul in bondage." Just before he talked about free indeed, he said, "Anyone who commits sin is a slave of sin." Now, at first thought, sin may not seem like a big deal. Certainly not our slave master. Especially if we think sin is just breaking some religion's rules, but it is so much more. And it is at the heart of our broken families, our broken relationships, our broken hearts, our broken world. Sin is every selfish, dirty, dishonest thing we have ever done. Every word, every reaction that's hurt someone, most often someone we love. It's that disease of me that multiplied by almost 8 billion me's on this planet exacts a horrific price. And for all our attempts at self-improvement, we just keep doing the things that we hate, that those who love us hate, that God hates. It is, in fact, the hijacking of our life from the very one who gave us our life. In the words of one of the writers of the Bible, "I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. Know the evil I do not want to do? This I keep on doing." Who doesn't know that struggle? No matter how good we manage to look on the outside, we all have this dark side that just keeps winning. A dark side known all too well by the people closest to us. We are, as Jesus said, slaves to the sin that we can't stop doing. Well, the same Bible writer ended up with this impassioned cry to be free. "Who will rescue me?" A cry for rescue? Well, that's an admission that I can't liberate myself. And then this man, who's desperate for change, comes to the answer. "Thanks be to God. Through Jesus Christ our Lord." You know, as we've seen in all the upheaval in all the countries recently, freedom often comes with a price of blood. And mine did, but not my blood, the blood of God's only Son. There was no way to break the enslaving power of sin than to pay its unspeakable death penalty. That's what Jesus was doing when he died on the cross. And as the Bible says, he loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood. Look, this is a day you could go free inside. Set free by the liberator who died for your freedom. You just got to tell him you want to be his. I think we can help you do that, help you cross that line. Just go to our website today, will you? anewstory.com. That's anewstory.com. The day I told Jesus I'm yours was the day that this sin slave went free, because there's no feeling like the day you know you're finally free. For me, for millions, that was the day we welcomed the liberator who paid the price so we would never have to.
A Word With You is a feature of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries. Thanks for listening.